On one balmy evening in the South Pacific, a Navy ship spied smoke coming from one of three huts on a deserted, uncharted island. Upon arriving at the shore, the crew was met by a shipwreck survivor. He said, "I'm so glad you're here. I've been alone on this island for 20 years. The captain replied, "If you're alone, why do I see three huts?" The survivor answered, "Well, I live in one hut, and I go to church in another hut." And the captain asked, "Well, what about the third hut?" And the survivor said, "Well, that's where I used to go to church." Well, unfortunately, there is a lot of truth to that, because even though the largest Christian denomination in America is Catholic, I think the second largest Christian denomination in America is Fallen Away Catholics. So we have to bring them back. And so today is the feast day of Pentecost, when we look at the Holy Spirit coming down upon the church. Today is called the birthday of the Catholic Church. Sometimes it's called the baptism of the Catholic Church, when the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the Apostles. Sometimes it's called the confirmation of the church, because it was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the church that we celebrate today. So it is a great feast day. Pentecost means 50 days. The original feast day was a Jewish feast day. The feast day of Pentecost was 50 days after Passover, and it commemorated the giving of the law by God to Moses. So isn't it appropriate that God would choose this day to give the Holy Spirit to the church? Just as He had given the law to Moses, so now God gives the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to the church. So the word Pentecost means 50th day. Many of you work at the Pentagon. That is the five-sided building. So the word pent means five. Pentecost, 50 days now after Easter. And it was really the birthday of the Catholic Church. And it transformed the apostles. Before Pentecost, they were very weak, very scared fishermen. After Pentecost, they were filled with courage. And in fact, all the apostles would give their lives for Christ. All of them would be martyred, except for John the Beloved. He would die of advanced age, dying perhaps at the age of 100 of love for Christ. But all the others died martyrs' deaths because of the Holy Spirit gave them the courage and the strength and transformed them to become fearless apostles, to go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Now, when we think of this gift of our Catholic faith, we should be so grateful that the Lord has given us the gift of faith, that we're part of the church that Jesus Christ founded, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And it's really a grace. And even though, yes, there are many inactive Catholics, many have fallen away, still, there is much good news of many people converting to the faith. Many Protestant ministers have converted to the faith, over 1,000 in the last 25 years. And also hundreds of thousands of people become Catholic every year through RCIA. All throughout the world, at the Easter Vigil, hundreds of thousands of people are baptized or make their profession of faith, receive their first communion, receive their confirmation. And when you read the conversion stories of these Protestant ministers and those who become Catholic, you see many common themes of what draws them into the Catholic Church. And most of them say it was the Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, His body, blood, soul, and divinity. So the real presence of the Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament is the main magnet, the main draw for people to become Catholic. But of course, the other sacraments as well, to get baptized, to be able to go to confession, which is such a gift, to be confirmed, to receive that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, to be anointed when we're sick or about to go into surgery or in danger of death. That sacrament is such a wonderful gift as well, the anointing of the sick. Other people say they became Catholic because they fell in love with the Lord and the Blessed Mother and the saints, and they wanted to be part of this special family, to have our Blessed Mother as their own spiritual mother, and the saints as their big brothers and sisters in the faith, these cloud of witnesses that continue to intercede for us, that we become part of God's family in this special way through the Church. Many others say that it was studying history that brought them into the Catholic Church, when they discovered that Jesus Christ himself founded the Church upon the Apostles 2,000 years ago, and that the Church truly is apostolic. It goes back to the time of the Apostles. And they study, you know, the history that we've had, you know, 267 popes, from St. Peter to Pope Francis, in an unbroken line all the way back to the man that Christ himself chose as the first pope. Others become Catholic because of the moral teachings of the Church, the teachings of the Church on the sanctity of marriage, or on the sanctity of the unborn, the sanctity of human life, or the dignity of the human person. So the Church's moral teachings are a great draw for many people to become Catholic in this day and age, where so much is confused, and where the Church is being able to teach with a clear, authentic teaching about the sanctity of all human life and the dignity of every human person. I remember hearing one priest, he once said that he believed that every good thing he ever received in his life came to him through the Church. And I thought about that, and I think that's probably true for so much, many of us as well. Our baptism came to us because we're members of the Church. Jesus in the Eucharist comes to us because we're members of the Church. In fact, I know I wouldn't even be alive if it were not for the Church, because my mom and dad met through the Catholic Church. They met through the Legion of Mary. And so I know I wouldn't even exist if it was not for the Church. And the Church gives us this relationship with our Lord Jesus, which is our greatest gift. So lastly, what can we do to bring back our inactive Catholics? Well, of course, we reach out to them in love, in charity, invite them back, invite them to come to Mass, invite them to come to a church event, maybe a guest speaker or a concert or a holy hour that we have at the Church. Invite them, and you can be God's instrument to bring people back to the Church. And I'd especially recommend giving them a book called Rediscover Catholicism. This book, I think, is over 2 million copies in print by Matthew Kelly. Rediscover Catholicism is such a powerful book, written for those who might have drifted away. And it talks about the seven pillars of Catholic spirituality: the beauty of confession, daily prayer life, the Mass, the Bible, fasting, spiritual reading, and the Rosary. These are the seven chapters in that book. And the countless people that I've given the book to have been greatly benefited, and so many of them have come back to the Church. So I encourage you on this Pentecost Sunday to thank God for the gift of the Catholic Church in your own life, this great blessing that we have to be part of the Lord's Church. But also, let's ask the Lord for the grace to be God's instrument to bring back anyone who has drifted away, and bring them back to the fold.